Thank you, Sister Darl, our DG, our anchor for this day. Salamat sa mga nakikinig dyan. Pakishare po yung link natin para lalo po tayong dumami, mga kapatid. Ano? At magandang umaga. Happy New Year po sa ating lahat, mga kapatid. Namiss ko kayo. At namiss ko rin yung magsalita dito. Actually, kahit nung Saturday, I asked Brother Ray Batados na siya muna yung mag-broadcast sa RPN. Kasi baka mapagkamalan tayo, may COVID. Kasi inuubo ako pag I can talk long because of the sore throat na sobrahan. Grabe yung practice namin nila Brother Joel at Brother Ray sa Concert for a Cause. Kaya, actually, ngayon medyo ano pa rin eh. Kaya kung mapapansin ninyo yung boses, medyo may pagkabaho. Yan. May pagka-bass yung boses ko ngayon. And in my side, meron akong warm water parati, pero para malapit nang maubos. Yan, my wife, ati, can I ask warm water? Okay. Okay, mga kapatid, let us pray as we start our segment this morning. God's kingdom first. Let us pray. O dear God, our loving Father, thou art merciful and provider of everything. So give us a warning and a reminder for everything. You have been so good to us in spite of our weaknesses. Thank you so much, O Father, for the last few days, months, and year in our lives. Thank you for 2020, where in spite of pandemic, you were there. Hindi ka nakulang sa amin. Thank you so much, O dear loving Father. And thank you for this segment, this radio. Bless us as we can talk and discuss your words to the brethren. May you bless this year, O Father, that it will become a wonderful one, successful one, and an encouraging year for all of us. And help us to do our task, our mission as Christians. May you bless our segment today as well, that we could share your words. Father, we pray for the brethren who are in the hospitals, brethren who have illness. We pray for them, their need also. And we pray for, we continue praying for the country, the president, the leaders, every Christians all over the world, we pray also for them. May you bless us all, Father, as we live in this world. Help us that we could pursue eternal life in spite of everything, Father. Help us, O God. And please forgive us once more. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And thank you for my wife for another warm water. Ilang beses na kong uminom ng warm water para gumanda yung boses natin. Magkakalma. Yan. As usual, mga kapatid, before we start with our discussion, with our lesson, we always sing one song before that. Ang atin pong topic ngayon is Christian's Inventory. Yan. So, kasi 2021 ngayon, 2020, kailangan po natin mag-inventory kung ano nangyari doon sa 2020. Okay? I would like to share to you the song, Is Thy Heart Right with God? Have thine affection been nailed to the cross? Is thy heart right with God? Dost thou count all things for Jesus but lost? Is thy heart right with God? Is thy heart right with God? Wasn't the crimson flood cleansing mid holy, humble and lowly, right in the sight of God? Hast thou dominion o'er self and o'er sin? Is thy heart right with God? Over all evil, without and within,
Is thy heart right with God? Is thy heart right with God? Was in the crimson flood, cleansed and made holy, humble and lowly, right in the sight of God. Are all thy powers under Jesus' control? Is thy heart right with God? Does each moment abide in thy soul? Is thy heart right with God? Is thy heart right with God? Was in the crimson flood, cleansed and made holy, humble and lowly, right in the sight of God. Is thy heart right with God? Was in the crimson flood, cleansed and made holy, humble and lowly, right in the sight of God.
Ayan po, ang ating unang awit, mga kapatid. I sang that song kasi because of the meaning of the song. Kasi yung ating topic ngayon is Christian's inventory. Kaya, is thy heart right with God? Inventory po natin. Evaluate po natin, mga kapatid, ngayong 2021. Ayan, minum muna ako ng warm water, baka lumamig. Ayan, good morning sa lahat ng mga nakikinig ngayon at kay Sister Helen. Thank you for tuning in. Baka gumagawa ka na naman dyan ng ano, ng mga pagkain ibibinta ngayon na araw. So, hello also to Brother Fernan and your children. Ayan. So, I hope we can see you again. Sa 17 yung ating Thanksgiving ng La Trinidad. 17 na January 17, the third Sunday of the month. Okay? So, mga kapatid, sa lahat na nakikinig din ano ngayon, dito nakikita yung ano monitor natin. Kanina ko pa tinatry kung pwede ako maka-log in. Nahirapan ako mag-log in kasi na-double yung email ko. Yung email ko sa Facebook ko hindi ko na ma-open. Kaya dito sa ano, sa laptop ko hindi ko ma-open yung aking ano, yung chat group ng tawag nito, The Lighthouse. Ayan. Kaya dito na lang sa tablet. Mas okay naman. Okay? Sandali. Okay. So, ngayon na tao, business owners are busy at the end of the year taking inventory. This is a painful but necessary reality so they can know if they had made a profit. May ginansya ba sila o wala? Yeah. They take information they receive and make adjustment for the coming year. By evaluation, nakikita nila kung ano, how much they have earned, saan ba sila nagkulang, and so forth. So, yun ang ginagawa nila. Kasi mahirap yung magninegosyo pa na wala kang profit. Diba? Kaya marami sa Pilipinas yung sari-sari store naging sira-sira store. Diba? So, as Christians, we need also to stop at the end of the year, of this year, and make sure, mag-inventory po tayo, whether we have a progress or none. Kasi baka nagsasamba lang tayo, baka ano yan, maintenance lang, ginagawa natin. So, it is painful sometimes to see or to know that we are not growing in reality. Kasi nga, pag hanggang sasamba ka lang, worship ka lang every Sunday, you have not been to church activities, kahit devotional na lang, wala ka. Or you never tried to accompany the leaders, the preachers, or anyone to visit the brethren who are not going to church anymore. Or maybe you did not even invited souls or anyone, your friends, your neighbors, your loved ones, relatives to the church, something like that. Nag-pre-pray ka pa ba parati? Or baka nag-pre-pray ka lang dun sa pagkain? Something like that. So, we need to know. Kasi pag hindi po natin nakita itong bagay na ito, kalaunan, ay ano, baka magaya tayo dun sa mga estudyanteng ano, kampante sila na akala nila makakapasa sila sa kanilang kurso. At the end, hindi pala. Diba? Bagsak. Ayan. So, we will discuss Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 to 18. But before that, mga kapatid, in Philippians chapter 4, verse 1 to 3, sabi po dito, therefore, my beloved and long for brethren, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, beloved. I implore Euodia and I implore Syntyche to be the same mind in the Lord. And I urge you also, through companion, help these women who labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also and the rest of my fellow workers, whose names are written in the book of life. Actually, lahat kasi tayo na ano, ng mga Kristiyano na nabautismuhan, our name is written in the book of life. But if we don't pursue, we don't give our best, our name might be removed from the list of the Lord in the book of life. Tingnan nyo ito, si Euodia and Syntyche, these women, they labored with the Lord, sabi ni Paul, with me in the gospel, who labored with me in the gospel. You see that Christians should labor in the gospel. We should be evangelistic minded. Why congregations are not growing? Because only preacher or the leaders are evangelizing. Evangelizing, there are many ways. Invitation is one. You can bring someone to the church or to the gathering, devotionals, visitations, or whatever. Find a way that you could help, like Syntyche and Euodia. These are women. Remember, the Lord is using women and widows, yung mga less fortunate people in the Bible, so that nothing that we could makapagreklamo ka. Sabi nga ni Brother Sam, nagre-reclaim ka na naman. Reklamo pala yan. Reclaim. You reclaim too much. Reklamo. Hindi ko makalimutan si Brother Sam. Okay. So, our name is in the book of life. But the question is, do we stand fast in the Lord, beloved brethren, just like Euodia and Syntyche? So, tayo po ba ay very supportive to the evangelism, the edification, and benevolence, yung mga ganun. Pag kahit isa doon ay wala kang sinusuportahan sa evangelism, sa edification, and benevolence, you are not growing, my friend, my brother, my sister. You are not growing. You are not laboring in the gospel. Yan po ang katotohanan. Kaya wala naman sa Bible na gusto ko yung regular Christian lang. Pag regular Christian ka lang, para kang Katoliko na pumasok pa lang sa katedral, and hindi ka pa kilala ng pare. Diba? Tayo sa Church of Christ, we know everyone. Diba? We know everyone. Kahit nga ang PBC sa Baguio na napakalaki, they are more than 300. But the preachers and the elders, they know everyone. Ganon ka ganda ang Church of Christ. So, in Second Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. Sa King James Version, sabi niya dito, examine yourselves whether ye be in faith, prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates. Oh, see? Examine yourselves whether we are still in the faith. Hindi lang examine, but prove. Sabi niya dito, your own selves. Know ye not your own selves. So, kilala mo ba yung sarili mo? Baka hindi. How Jesus Christ is in you. Sumasayo pa rin ba ang Panginoon? Kung paano na naging nandyan yung Panginoon sa'yo, so sumasayo sa atin ang Panginoon. Or, except, maliban na tayo ay maging reprobates. Disqualification po yan. Dito sa WEB, World English Bible, sabi niya, test your own self. Kanina, examine. Test your own self, sabi niya dito. Whether you are in the faith. Kaya kanina, inawit ko yung is thy heart right with God? Have thine affection been nailed to the cross? You see? Kasi yung affection natin, yung sympathy natin, yung concern natin ay nasa Panginoon, nasa gospel, nasa iglesia. And then you are still in the Lord. Nasa Panginoon ka pa rin. Diba? Kasi tingnan nyo, marami nga nagsasamba ngayon pero absent-minded. Kasi yung isip niya nandun sa Facebook, nasa Messenger, nasa kanyang Instagram, or whatever he does. Mayroon nga nagsisimba, naka-online. Something like that. So, it should be that our affection is nailed on the cross. Colossians 1:13. If you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, sabi niya doon. So, dapat yung affection mo is grounded doon sa gospel na yan. Kasi, pag wala kang kasimpa-simpatya sa iglesia, sa gawain ng iglesia, karian ng Panginoon yan, we are the family. Sa pamilya, mapapansin mo kung sino yung kapatid mo na walang pakialam, walang kaamor-amor sa pamilya. Diba? Ngayon na nagdaang New Year, sa pamilya, mayroon talagang mga kapatid na marunong makiramdam, very sensitive, na kung saan you don't need to tell them to buy something, but because of their concern and love and sympathy to their family, somebody will bring meat, di ba? Yung iba, kahit ano na lang, di ba? May magdala ng spaghetti, ng cake, o di ba? Sa pamilya namin, namimiss ko yung aming reunion every December before the end of the year. Kasi may isa may magdala ng tuna, yung galing ng ginsan, yung isa naman may magdadala ng mga bones and meats, mga mapangbulalo, mga something like that. Yung iba naman, may kapatid din kami na magaling mag-iaw-hiaw, yun yung niya, magaling magluto. Everyone has his own role in the family. Ang gandang tignan. Kaysa yung darating yung isa, niwala man lang kadala-dala, kahit hindi naman lang na pamumudmud sa mga children, wala man lang. Walang ganun, di ba? Yan, si ate na lang, si kuya na lang, kasi mas malaki yung sahod nila. It should not be like that. Dito sa World English Bible, sabi niya, test your own self. Yan. Test. Diba? Whether you are in the faith. Do you test yourself? Yung mga sinusubukan mo ba na talagang gawin yung mga bagay na kagustuhan ng Panginoon? Pinipilit mo ba yung sarili mo na gawin yung gusto ng Diyos? Kasi yun ang nararapat. Yun ang dapat. Kasi yun ang gusto ni Lord. I have to do this because this is what the Lord wants me to do.
So, pag hindi mo pa na-try, na-test yung sarili mo, na gawin yung mga bagay na gusto ng Diyos, even it is against your will, then you are not in the Lord. See, your sympathy and your affection is not nailed on the cross. Mga kapatid. Diba? So, napaka-simple. Excuse me. Kaya puntahan natin ang Philippians chapter 3, verse 12. Dito, mag-start na tayo. Philippians 3, 12. Kanina, pinakita ko lang yung ano, sa chapter 4 at saka sa Corinthians para makita natin kung gaano kaganda ang inventory natin dito sa Philippians chapter 3, verse 12. I hope na kung matatamaan po tayo, mga kapatid, magpapasalamat po tayo because that's what inventory will affect our lives. Okay? Dito sa Philippians 3, verse 12, sabi niya, not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Ayan. May kisans na dito sa hapon nagpapainit kasi kaliligo nila sa baptistry. Nilalamig sila. Nandun sila sa ano, under the sun. Ayan. Dito po sa Philippians 3:12, pinapakita ni Paul na sabi niya, not that I attain. Oh, you see? Alam nyo, si Paul ay napaka-righteous na apostle. Talagang example siya. Napaka-humble na tao ito dahil actually, he has perfected the love of God in his life. Pero very humble siya na sinabi niya, not that I have already attained. Or I'm already perfected. I remember brother Hugo McCord when he said, actually, before he said that word, yung phrase na sinabi niya, he is a man who have memorized the Bible. He can speak and talk in Greek or Koine Greek and even in Hebrews. But napaka-humble niya kasi sabi niya, at the age of 90 plus, sabi niya, until now, I am still a pupil or a student of the Lord or the Scripture. Can you imagine that? You see, Apostle Paul then, ganun sabi niya, hindi dahil sa naabot ko na or na perfect niya na. But I pressed on. Is that? O marami mga Kristiyano ngayon na nagkukulang na nga sa gawain ng Panginoon. They don't even press on. Wala pang pagbibigay ng karampatan or yung pinaka the best na dapat nilang gawin para magkakaroon sila ng puwang sa Panginoon. Nasubukan nyo na bang makita yung grades niyo when you were in high school and college? Comparing to the grades of your classmates. At nung nakita ninyo yung napakababa ng inyong mga grado, ay parang nahihiya kayo sa sarili ninyo. I experienced that. Kaya I challenged myself. Kasi pag wala kang feeling na mahiya, nakita mo na nga ang napakababa ng grado mo is wala ka pang ginagawa. Isa kang taong hindi ka lang batugan, wala ka pang pakialam. You have no accountability. Yan. So, ganun ka ba, kapatid, kaibigan? Wala kang accountability. Wala kang pakiramdam, wala kang concern, lalo na sa kaluluwa mo. Are you that kind of Christian? This year, 2021, wag po nating ipagpatuloy yung ganun na klase na buhay ng isang Kristiyano na walang pakialam sa iglesia o sa kaharian ng Panginoon. Kasi pag ganun yung feeling mo, ibig sabihin, you are not growing, you are not bearing fruit in the kingdom of the Lord. John 15, di ba? Ipinakita ng Panginoon sa entire chapter 15 of John na kapag ang isang sanga ay hindi na nagbubunga, yan ay na-detach na, naputol na. Hindi na kasali, hindi na connected sa ano, sa karian ng Panginoon. Yan. So, kasi kapag connected ka, dapat you will feel. Kapag connected ka is nandun yung ano, yung bang feeling na talagang you as Christian is nagiging sensitive ka sa mga bagay-bagay kasi connected ka. Diba? Pag connected ang isang bagay, dun sa isang version is grounded and settled sa Colossians 1:23. Grounded. Nag-spark yan. Pag grounded, nag-spark yan. So, yung nakikita ko yung mga Corinthians. Yung mga ano, magagaling sa mga mechanics or metal dito, sa mga wirings. Meron silang ano, yung hinahawakan na pang-test. Pag tinusok nila yung isang ano, bagay, pag iilaw, ibig sabihin connected. Di ba? Have you seen that, mga kapatid? Yung mga nagkukumpuni ng mga laptop, radio, TV, gano'n. Pag i-touch nila yung isang ano, isang wire, pag hindi nag-ilaw yung kanilang run, no, ito, may problema dito. Kaya, isosolda na naman nila. Merong shouldering rod na naman yung gagawin nila. Diba? So, try to see something, mga kapatid. Kasi when you don't press on, ibig sabihin, you are not that connected. Isa dito sa, ano, napansin ko itong bagong binili namin na sasakyan. Na, may nagbiblink na mga, ano, halimbawa, oil level, nagbiblink yan, nagbabadya, na dapat dagdagan mo yung oil or i-change mo yung oil, yung mga something like that sa kasasakyan. Di ba? Now, pag hindi po natin na pagmasdan yun, bakit maraming mga drivers na nasisiraan ng mga sasakyan? Kasi they are not that accountable, nor responsible, concerned with the sasakyan. Siguro sabihin nila, hindi naman sa akin kung pagsira ito. Sa uli ko na lang. So, something like that, mga kapatid. Ano? Na sana hindi tayo ganun na mag-isip. Kasi pag ganun tayo mag-isip, ibig sabihin, wala dyan yung accountability mo. You don't lay hold of that eternal life or that which is the Lord wants us to do. So 2 Peter 1:8, for if you possess these qualities, 2 Peter 1:8 to verse 10 po ha ito. 2 Peter 1 verse 8 to 10. For if you possess these qualities and continue to grow in them, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is a verse 8 pa lang. So kung if we possess those qualities, ano yung mga qualities doon sa previous nito, ng mga verses, nandun yung mga virtues, knowledge, temperance, self-control, patience, kindness, di ba, nandun hanggang sa magiging godly ka. So if we don't possess those, if we don't possess those kind of characteristics of Christians, ibig sabihin, ineffective ka or unproductive ka. So, ano yung ano, nagawa mo na sa iglesia na nakikita mo na, uy, okay ah, gusto ko dito. may nagawa ka na ba? O, kahit na lang yung ano, pag-change ng ng cloth sa table or kahit ano na makikita mo So, uy, magaling pala ako dito sa ano ah, sa pag-invite, no? Di ba? Magaling ka pala dito sa ganitong aspeto ng buhay. Something like that. Now, so verse 9, sabi niya, but whoever locks these traits is nearsighted to the point of blindness. O, kaya pala, pag hindi mo nakikita yung ano, yung mga gawain sa iglesia, yung mga dapat gawin sa iglesia, you are blind or nearsighted, having forgotten that he has been cleansed from his past sins. O. Yan pala yung ano, sign. Identity, mga kapatid. When we are like this, nakakalimutan mo pala na you were redeemed by the Lord. Forgotten that he has been cleansed from his past sins. Nakakalimutan mo. You forget, my friend, my brothers, that you had been bought by the Lord sa gawain na yan. So, binili ka ng Diyos para maging servant kanya, slave kanya. He should be our master. Diba? In Luke chapter 6, verse 4-6, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things what I say? You see? Naniningil ang Panginoon. Because if you have not the mind or the heart to do that, you have forgotten na binili ka ng Diyos. Nakakalimutan mo. Pero pag nasa iyo yan parati, mga kapatid, and then nagbabadyan sa iyo na, uy, kailangan mo ano, nito ka niyan. And then you do something out of it. So, ibig sabihin, nasa side ka pa ng Panginoon. Nasa side ka pa ng Panginoon, kapatid. Di ba? Kaya, nung 2020, na evaluate mo ba kung ilang beses ka nagsamba, ilang beses kang nag-absent sa worship? Baka mas marami yung absent mo sa kaysa yung worship mo. There's something wrong. Kung mas marami yung absent mo sa worship, there's something wrong with you, my friend, my brothers. Ibig sabihin, nakakaligtaan mo na pagmamay-ari ka ng Panginoon. Verse 10, therefore, brothers, strive to make your calling and election sure. For if you practice these things, you will never fall. So, do you strive? Meron ka bang ginagawa na talagang pinag-iigihan mo yung lahat para lang ma-please ang Panginoon? Pag wala kang idea na ganun, to please the Lord. Ngayon, maraming mga ano, mga pakulo ng mga kabataan ngayon. Umuuso na sa Facebook, sa Instagram, internet. Yung mga sorpresahan nila, yung mga labos nila to bring flowers, to bring chocolate, or whatever sorpresa. Pero baka hanggang sorpresa lang, hindi sa totoong buhay. Diba? Mas maganda yung totoo. Hindi lang yung pakulo na hanggang video lang dahil gusto mo lang mag-viral sa Facebook. Diba? But in reality, you are not that loving. So, something like that, mga kapatid. Strive to do something. Huwag yung ano hanggang sa simula lang. Diba? Hanggang sa umpisa lang. Ningas kugon ang tawag doon. Okay? Sa verse, kanina sa verse 12, ngayon sa verse 13 tayo ng Philippians. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended. But one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those which are ahead. Okay? So bilang isang Kristiyano, dapat tignan po natin yung ano, yung ahead. Yung ngayon. Yung bukas. Huwag na yung ano sa past. Kasi kaya maraming mga Kristiyano na hindi nakaka-move-on sa kanilang Christian life kasi mas inaatupag natin yung ano yung mga past natin na yun yung mga naghihila sa atin. It pull us not to do the task or the responsibility that the Lord had given us upon our shoulder bilang mga Kristiyano. Sabi niya, I do not count myself to have apprehended. Now, itong apprehended, from the word apprehension, ang definition po nito is an anxiety or fear that something bad or a feeling of unpleasant will happen. You see, do we have that feeling na may anxiety ka, may unpleasant? Ikaw ba isang Kristiyano na madaling ano? Yung bang because of your concern is madali kang nagbo-worry kung ang isang activity ng isang church or gawain ng Panginoon is hindi nangyayari, hindi nagagawa. Or baka mayroong problem sa church na dapat isolve. Pero kung ikaw ay isang Kristiyano na hindi mo nakikita yung mga bagay na yun, so you don't apprehend yourself. Just like Apostle Paul, I do not count myself to have apprehended. But one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. So one way of proving to God that you really embrace and love Him and fear Him. Diba sabi ni Solomon sa Ecclesiastes 12:13, fear God, for this is the whole duty of man. So you have to apprehend yourself na dapat worry ka sa mga bagay na ito. Kasi kung mas worry ka dun sa mga ano, pinanggalingan mo o pinanggagawa mo, mas worry ka. Nasayang naman kung hindi ko magawa yun. Hindi ka na nanghihinayang na mawala ang Panginoon mo. Hindi ka nanghihinayang na ma-detach ka sa gawain ng Panginoon. Hindi ka nanghihinayang na ang Diyos ay magagalit sa'yo. Diba? Remember, the Lord is a zealous God. A jealous God na sasangsiloso, naninibugo siya sa mga pinanggagawa natin na hindi naayon sa kanyang kagustuhan. So, something like that, mga kapatid. Kasi may mga anak talaga, kahit sa pamilya lang, na malayo pa yung panahon, parati niya nang iniisip yon na he's looking forward na magawa niya isang bagay para sa kanyang pamilya. Diba? So, someday he can do something just to please his family because of his love and concern. So, do something that could please God, mapasaya mo ang Panginoon. Yun ang ginagawa ni Paul, na mapasaya ang Panginoon. Diba? You have to apprehend yourself. Are you worried na hindi magaling isang bagay? Minom ako ng warm water. Kasi medyo nangati yung ating throat. Ayan. Kaya nito, ang wife ko, concerned talaga. Alam niya na kailangan ko ng warm water. So thank you to my wife. Something like that. May mga kapatid kumisang dito na may nag-preach na medyo masama yung throat nila. May isang kapatid na talagang concerned na bababa ka agad, kukuha ng warm water, bibigyan niya yung speaker. Something like that. Naalala ko lang. Diba? Tapos, minsan may kapatid din dito na nung Sunday may nagbigay kay misis na ganito, something like that. Kahit kunti-kunti lang. Pero talagang nakakatulong. It will please you. Diba? Sabi nga ng hapag-asa, yung motto ng hapag-asa, no gift is too small. Mga kapatid, no gift is too small. Once you do that, even little by little, mapapansin ng Diyos yan. And not only our God, but also the brethren. Diba? So, dapat tayo na mga Kristiyano ay marunong tayong magmasid. marunong tayong makiramdam. Dapat magiging worry tayo sa mga gawain na yan. Luke 9:62, anong sabi ng Panginoon sa mga taong maraming ano, they always look back. 9:62, sabi niya, "And Jesus said unto him, No man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God." Oh, you see? Pag mareklamador ka, marami kang ano, eh kasi ganito, ganyan, may pinuntahan pa ako, may ganito, ah, kailangan, saka na lang, di ba? Lord, pwede nga, ano, paalam mo na kay nanay ko, tatay ko, sabi dito ng mga, ano, mga tao dito eh. Kaya sabi ng Panginoon, "No man having put his hand on the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God." Pag nag-aararo ka, huwag kang lingon ng lingon. Hindi maganda yung linya ng plow, yung araro mo. Masubukan ko na yan. Mahilig ako mag-araro noon sa bukid. Yan yung trabaho ko, naging farmer ako. Kaya, totoo yan. When you look back, hindi maganda yung linya ng plow. So, nobody is fit in the kingdom of the Lord. When you always look back what is ano in the past or yung hindi kagustuhan ng Panginoon. You see? So, kasi ang daming mga Kristiyano na nalit ako kasi naglabap ako sandali. Wala na akong panahon. Di ba? Wala na akong panahon para sa Panginoon. Gagawin mo yan. Di ba? So, sayang naman noon. 30 minutes lang naman. Client ko yun. Kaya kinausap ko muna. Kaya nalit ako. Di ba? Nobody is fit in the kingdom of God when you are like that. Okay? So, sana hindi po tayo ganun, mga kapatid, sa taong ito. Ano? So, iwasan na natin yung mga ganun. So, verse 14, "I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God of Christ." Uh-huh. Hello, Isra. Isra is in my side now. Nagpapakyut. Okay? "I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." So, may gustong ipahiwatig si Paul. Sa isang Kristiyano, dapat nasa isip mo natin yung prize parati. Yung prize. The heavenly place or eternal life the most. Do we have that in our mind? Upward call of God. Dapat sa isang Kristiyano ay nasa isip niya parati yun. He always think about the goal. Kasi pag nawawala sa isip mo yun, evaluate natin, baka nawawala yun sa isip mo. Bakit ka nagsasamba? Bakit ka gumagawa ng kagustuhan ng Panginoon? Kasi gusto mong tawag nito, mapasaya ang Panginoon. Sister Darl, excuse sa sandali lang, just for three minutes lang for isang necessary ano lang gawin. Okay? So balikan natin mamaya, mga kapatid, just for 3 minutes or just important ano lang matter. Excuse me, mga kapatid, no? Isang advertisement lang. Okay, since tola, hindi pala nagpatugtog si Sister Dal ng isang awit. So, okay. Before we will continue, mga kapatid, I would like to sing one song again. May isa sa mga paborito kong awit, maliban din dun sa ano, His Robe for Mine, ay dito sa ano, itong awit na... a hill called Mount Calvary. Ayan. Kanina, kasi yung verse na yun is, "I press toward the goal for the prize." Kaya ito yun. Dapat ganito tayo mag-isip, mga kapatid. Doon sa kanyang koro, sabi niya, "I believe in a hill called Mount Calvary. I believe whatever the cost. And when time has surrendered and earth is no more, I still cling to that old rugged cross." You see that? Kasi si Paul, Apostle Paul sabi niya, I press toward the goal for the prize. Can you imagine that? I still cling to that old rugged cross. Kahit anong mangyari, whether your business, your profession, your studies, everything, that should not be the first. If dapat nangunguna yung gawain ng Panginoon. Because we press toward the goal. Kasi kung kaya natin ipagpaliban yung worship o yung mga gawain para sa Panginoon, kaysa dun sa mga ano natin, sa mga gawain natin or whatever. So ibig sabihin, we do not press toward the goal. See? So I would like to sing this song. There are things as we travel this earth, shifting sands that transcend all the reason of man. But the things that matter the most in this world, they can never be held in our hand. I believe in a hell called Mount Calvary. I believe whatever the cause. And when time has surrendered and there's no more, I stick to that old rugged cross. I believe that the Christ was laid on that cross has the power to change lives today. For he changed me completely, a new life is mine. That is why by the cross I will stay. I believe in a hell called Mount Calvary. I believe whatever the cause. And when time has surrendered and earth is no more, I still cling to that old rugged cross. I believe that is life with its great mysteries. Surely someday will come to an end. But fate will conquer the darkness and death and will lead me at last to my friend. I believe in a hell called Mount Calvary. I believe whatever the cause. And when time has surrendered and there is no more, I still cling to that old rugged cross.
Ayan. So, when we press toward the goal, we always still cling to that old rugged cross. Huwag po natin ipagpalit. Kasi kung kaya po natin ipagpalit yung pag-worship natin, pag-silbi natin sa Panginoon, kasi may mga kapatid na nagkukumpuni sa ng sasakyan at umaga ng linggo. Huwag sana yung mga ganun. Linggo ng umaga, naggagardin ka. No, that should not be my brother and my sister. We should still cling to that old rugged cross. If we believe that our lives has a great mystery because of what the Lord had done, then surely, sabi niya dito, someday will come to an end, but faith will conquer the darkness and death. You see? Kapag hindi po natin
nagawa yung gawa. Okay, balik tayo mga kapatid. Kasi kapag nagagawa pa rin natin yung mga gawain natin in spite of Sunday, ibig sabihin, we are not. Next week. I preach toward the goal for the prize of the high of upward call of God in Christ Jesus. So, dapat sa isang Kristiyano this year, dapat hindi po mawala sa ating isipan yung gawain ng Panginoon. Kasi pag na mas nangunguna yung mga ano natin, mga ambition ano natin, we are not that conquerors. We are not that conquerors, mga kapatid. Hindi natin napi-please ang Panginoon. Sabi nga ni Paul sa Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Always po ang sabi doon, hindi po pagana-gana. Pag isang Kristiyano ay ano, dumating yung linggo, ay linggo pala ngayon, ano? Parang ano, doubt pa siya kung si diba? Doubtful ka, magsasamba ka o hindi. Sana hindi ganon. Bakit marami mga Kristiyano na nalilate sa ano sa pagsasamba? Kasi ganon sila mag-isip. Diba? We are not that worry. We don't have the anxiety of being excited of going to church. Ayan. So, mag-inventory po tayo mga kapatid. Di pa tayo natapos na mag-inventory. But evaluate yourself, mag-inventory tayo muli. So, salamat po sa pakikinig mga kapatid. Ano? With our segment, God's Kingdom First. With the topic, Christian's Inventory. This year, 2021. Kaya, Happy New Year po sa lahat mga kapatid. And thank you for listening. This is Brother Juna Nervis. So we are live through via the Lighthouse or through the Lighthouse. So let us pray as we end our segment. Oh, dear God, our loving Father, the Lord merciful. And we acknowledge you, oh dear Father, as our Creator, Provider, and our God in our lives. Thank you so much for this segment, God's Kingdom First. May you bless the brethren, those who are listening, that they might be pleased again. That they might be strengthened again, rather, oh Father. And we continue praying for all the speakers here, the anchors or the DJs. May you bless all the radio programs or church activities all over the world, that it may prosper and continue. Father, please forgive us of all weaknesses. Love us in spite of everything, Father. And help us, O Father, that we could pursue heaven, not hell. Help us, O Father, in our weaknesses. And help us that this year, with our inventory, evaluation in our lives, we might grow in accordance to your will. Oh, Father, please forgive us once more. And thank you so much for this another year, another challenge in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Ayan. Love to sing with Papa.
Holy Lord, most holy Lord, you alone are worthy of my praise, oh holy Lord, most holy Lord, with all of my heart I sing, great are you, Lord, worthy and true, great are you, Lord, most holy Lord.
Kalimutan nyo na ata.